welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
You are great, yes, you are Holy One.
Welcome to the Pastor's Portion.
Walked upon the sea.
This is a broadcast meant solely for pastors and their ministry, Iron Sharpens Iron. And in this program, Reverend Abel Assan will share with you all about the ministry. Make a date and receive from the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel truths that can move your church from the wilderness to the promised land every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at Asila FM. You will receive your portion as a pastor. You can succeed in the ministry by the help of God. You can locate the Prevailing Word Chapel at West Anaji, 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Contact us on 0244-436615. God bless you.
You are great.
Now, one of the important subjects in the Bible has to do with humility or submission. And that's what we are talking about in other words. Every Christian is called of God to go down in order to go up. Submission is not exclusive to any particular group of people. Submission is meant for all. And clearly from this passage, the purpose of submission is that the truth or the purpose and the will of God will be done. One time, one of my friends wanted to start a broadcast in Sekendi Takoradi here. And as he was coming, he got to Western Region and then he called me. And then he said, Ebo, permission to enter your airwaves or your territory.
I
said, permission granted. And I began to think, because it was not something I expected. But it simply teaches that a person of authority must learn to submit to people of authority. It gives you an advantage. It gives you a certain edge. You will notice this among international ministers. When they move from their country of origin to a new territory like, say, Ghana, one of the things they do is to locate the fathers of the land and go and greet them and tell them what they want to do in the nation. Apart from the fact that it's a sign of Christian solidarity and fellowship, it also shows a certain heart condition of honor to the people who have been laboring in the land, laboring, because you are coming to reap probably where you have not sown. Nobody reaps for 3 days or sows for 3 days and reaps. But there are ministers here laboring, labor. They may not be as great as you are, but a person who knows the advantage of authority submits to them, although they may be far advanced in terms of knowing Christ or their work with Christ when they came to know Christ and all that. They submit so that a certain power comes over them to operate in the territory that God has given you and I. Do you understand what I'm trying to communicate?
Now, what can you say?
Now submission is indeed for all.
Now, who best say what way? Aye, ye na yasem.
It beautifies our lives.
Am I a bra boy?
Legitimizes our authority.
Am I to me? I want to me, babe.
And makes our faith work in times of trouble.
Now, am I a GDA Juma Wamra and Yama Enemu?
So these are some of the advantages of submission. So let's say you're a father-in-law. When you go to your son-in-law's house, I think and believe it is appropriate to submit to the man in that house. This is what the word of God teaches us. If you are a mother-in-law and you enter your daughter's marital home, it is right and appropriate and
righteous
to submit to the authority in the house. You can't go to the kitchen and say, what kind of utensils are you using here?
Now what to me I say, but I won't come with coffee. Now who could be say, hey, Nadia would you hear Diani?
And then to the bedroom, which kind of bone no mattress are you using?
Now I call baby a woman that now I call so mattress maybe say, where I high density and a low density.
You cannot say she's my son, he's my son, she's my daughter. So you go everywhere, including their bedroom. You cannot do that.
You cannot. It is not right.
You may do it because you want to do it, but it is not right for you to do that. You must recognize and respect their privacy. And as you honor them this way, you will be more honored than the way you are seeking to be honored. But when you violate them, in the name that I gave it to you, I am older than you, I am this and that and that, and you can go anywhere. You cannot do that. In fact, you cannot take control over the kitchen and go and use the ingredients there to cook for your son, because you know what your son needs in the marriage. Like that advert, and I don't want, be careful you don't mention that. You see, that advert is just an advert. This is my son. His shirt, you iron it this way. He drinks his tea this way. All those things, you can't do them. It's just for fun. But in reality, as a mother-in-law, as a big sister, you can't enter your younger sister's marriage and begin to instruct the husband. You cannot do that. You must submit to the man. And when you do that, he will honor you and it will be well with you.
Amen. Now, what can I say? We are enough. Na uba bema kwa wari obiba. Na waka ni se, sempo wako 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 srana wapa achau. Wuna wini medyania uba ni pesa amrena no ayabo freni nene winim. Na wanyini ye ya, wako fu obiba ya, wanini ti obo ni wejume. Anusu ni medyania wapa, enti wapa achau, na yuko jade, na yuko kasa ena mebane diya nuwa pebaira ya kufu ni sei. And now before I appear to say, and if you are some yama me bawa say it's not a de papa kra.
Question.
Baby sir.
If it was done to you, would you have loved it? Always think about things like that. Because you must do to others what you want others to do to you. Who did I just speak to? God just saved somebody from destroying a good marriage.
Because
some parents are very aggressive and forceful. They will enter your bedroom before you can say, "This is the bedroom."
It's a lie.
Proverbs 13, verse
15.
Good understanding gains favor. But the way of the unfaithful is hard. Other version says the way of the transgressor is difficult. So don't transgress what God has clearly taught us in this word. Number 5. The fifth setback is the fear of neglect and rejection. When you are afraid that what you want to submit will be rejected, you are not likely to submit. We have explained what it means to submit. And one of the meanings is to proffer or to offer an idea or suggestion. When you work with people, there are times you must suggest things to them. There are times you must tell them what you think can be done. But when you have the fear that when you tell the person he will not do it, you are not likely to speak. And the fear of rejection or rebuff is a sign of a certain kind of pride within the heart. What do I have to lose if I suggest something and you don't take it? But when I carry my ego into the suggestion, then the rejection of the suggestion is like a personal rejection of who I stand for and what I am. Every time you work with leaders, you will have opportunity to suggest things to them. They may not take it, or they may implement it at a later time. A submissive person is not put off by the lack of implementation here and now of the suggestion. I was once listening to BBC, and there was a presidential speech writer who was being interviewed. And if you are a writer, you know that it's not always easy to get into the mood to write. It's not always easy. Sometimes you write by writing the salient point first. And the grief to explain them may come later. But when you have to write a speech for a president, a lot of policy decisions must be related to the speech. So this American speech writer told a very interesting story. He said once they spent sleepless night getting a speech ready for the president. When they presented the speech to the president subsequently, he said to them, "The guys, don't bother. I have figured out what to say. I have figured out what to say." So the interviewer asked the speech writer, how did you feel and what was your reaction? He said, "We have to be professional about our work. We don't carry certain feelings into our work." He said, "If you do, you will not be a good person working with a president. Are you following what I'm trying to say? Yeah, sometimes you can work hard at something. Like the leaders who prepare to come and lead prayer on Friday. Who were told that I'm going to lead some, so hold on. You see, nothing itself is a test, and it is something that is bound to happen in every area of life. Now, you must listen. You must be ready for it and have a sweet spirit and not carry on. And what did they mean? Why didn't they tell me? We can't tell you everything ahead of time.
Yeah.
It cannot be done. If you insist, you will also be brought to a situation and you will realize that you can't always tell people things ahead of time. So that's how we work. It shouldn't be the norm, but once in a while, they happen. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, once in a while they happen. And a test comes to you, the ability to carry a sweet spirit and be submissive in the midst of it, or you can just take your bag and walk out.
Mm.
Yeah, you can just, some people just take their bag and walk out. They asked me to come and lead worship. When I came, they have asked somebody else, they can take their bag and walk out. And I've seen it before. Can take their bag and just walk out.
Well, see, everyone has a chance to go past the way you be.
I went to a certain church because he had organized a program. I was there. When I entered, they gave me a place to sit. And I was very happy.
Oh, na me nyaje dodo.
Because I was sitting close to the pastor.
Na oti ben sofo.
Listen, I'm saying that these things, they will happen time and over again. So get ready. It was offering time. I sent my offering. When I came, a different pastor's things, my things have been removed. And I've been pushed away from the action spot. And someone else had been put there. What could I do about it?
Well, see, as I say, no, you didn't know so for nature. Now, offering time soon, yeah, that is sorry, yes, or what to offering or buying. Change of location. Near you, the human of you, and you are beautiful for Ababa Betraho, and it's one, no, and then Pan and Kobetinai.
Oh, maybe I should have carried my bag and walked out of the program. But I didn't go to the program because of a human being.
Hallelujah! And then the plenty and of course our program.
And we don't prepare to do things in the church because of human beings. We prepare to do things because of God. And sometimes God changes his mind about us. Yes, there are times pastors prepare to preach. They go and they tell somebody, an hour notice, please prepare to preach. I cannot preach. I don't have the edge. The anointing is not there. You prepare to preach. What about that one? That one, you are happy with it. But when it is reversal, you are not. We must all be submissive in hard, difficult, reasonable, unreasonable circumstances. They will all come in our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number 6. Fear of being harshed or abused. There is always abuse associated with submission. Yes, because of your submissive attitude, some people will just walk over you and disrespect you.
Yes,
some people don't have scruples. They don't have discretion. They cannot see greatness in submissiveness. They feel that a person who has the disposition to be submissive doesn't know much. He is ignorant, he is naive. But let me tell you something, the truly great people, they are very easy to ignore. So now, when you are easy to ignore, it may be that you have the real trait. Those who carry themselves about, bossy, this and that and that and that, they are empty shells. They are full of air. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They are full of air. They always want to carry their debility where they go, but you don't always have to do that.
Now, who your beer? Who shows some your mana? A duba beer, who is your wa? Or person who say, or no, no, ya bintin, and all of Omaha. But me, I young pony said, Safono, over her, no, she in the mooty, and away who is a balu. Never been one, near my pebble woman, and so I did pass a woman who are brand once a book on them, and it's in our betina, one masono, and I trust away your bintin, and now we are sumacy, and the uncushion.
So because of that experience
now,
of being walked over and abused and disrespected, you can develop a character that is unnatural to you. I don't want anybody to walk over me anymore. This and that. But this is what life is about. Whether you go this way or you go that way, people will walk over you. God will allow
it.
I have a certain attitude to such things.
I rather
feel sorry for the people. For their blindness. For the bad seed they are sowing for themselves. And sometimes I pray for mercy for them. Because we are bound to reap what we sow. You disrespect her, somebody will disrespect you. That's how life is about. So you rather show character in the midst of bad things for your own sake and not sow a bad seed.
Finally,
carnality and carnal mindedness. Let's conclude by reading Romans chapter
8,
verse 7 to 8.
Romans 8:7-8.
I need every hour, most gracious Lord. The voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need. Savior, I come to thee. Because the carnal mind is against God. For it is not subject to God. Nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. When you are in the flesh, you cannot please God.
Romans 8:7-8.
I sang, I need thee every hour for a purpose. without the Holy Spirit, you will find it difficult to submit without feeling belittled, without feeling abused, without feeling inferior. But when the Holy Spirit fills you, submission is not a problem to you. We were not born with the seed of submission. If anything at all, we are actually born with a seed to rebel. That is why laws were made in the Old Testament. And that is why those laws are now written not in books for us, but written in our hearts. Not on a fixed rocky stone, but on a fleshy thing, our spirits. So in a sense, you don't need any man to teach you about submission. The Spirit within will himself teach you. If I've said anything that is outside scripture, I will show you where to put it. There are dustbins around. Throw them away and walk in the liberty Christ has given you. I have no problem with that reaction. But if the Lord has spoken to your heart, remember that a seed of greatness has been offered you. For God indeed resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. The way up. The way up. The way up. It's still down. Thank you all for listening. And if you don't know Christ Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, I want you to pray this prayer for me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this afternoon. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Come and stay in my heart and make me a brand new person. Thank you, Father, for hearing me in Jesus' name. If you're a teacher of the Word of God, I pray that your teaching ministry will go higher and higher in Jesus' name. Thank you once again, and God bless you.
You are great, yes, you are holy one.
Welcome to the pastor's portion.
Walked upon the sea, raised at
it. This is a broadcast meant solely for pastors and their ministry, Iron Sharpens Iron. And in this program, Reverend Ebo Assan will share with you all about the ministry. Make a date and receive from the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel truths that can move your church from the wilderness to the promised land every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at Asila FM. You will receive your portion as a pastor. You can succeed in the ministry by the help of God. You can locate the Prevailing Word Chapel at West Anaji, 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Contact us on 0244-436615. God bless you.
You are great.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.